Well, here's today's writing exercise. And in today's writing exercise, what I would like us to consider or to reflect upon is how to take notes, how to capture all of these ideas that we really want to get, you know, that we really want to use. Has it ever happened to you that you maybe in the bus and then you see something or someone who looks really interesting and they say, oh my God, I'm going to make a mental note of what this person is maybe saying or looking or his body language, or I can use this kind of character for these science fiction maybe or idea or this project that I am using? Or maybe you are flicking things through the internet and then you come across something visually that is a visual note that you would like to keep into your writing. But more often than not, unless we really make a conscious effort of writing it and detailing it, we'll simply forget. So now, especially this writing trick is for newer generations. In the good old days, in the 80s, way before the internet, what we used to do is if we really saw that there was something that called our attention, we would get kind of these Moleskine notebooks. And there was like this kind of, let's say, eroticism of opening it up and just touching the leathery cover and the smell and the fragrance of paper. And there was something about writing it mechanically, something that would really help you focusing and getting your ideas and memorizing and remembering and being able to use it better. But truth be told, whatever later on, it was a bit, that method didn't really work. It really collapsed when you really needed to recall something that you wrote maybe like 5 months ago, 3 months ago, and then you needed to go flicking through all of those notes. It was impossible. So as much as one may really love and adore the Moleskines, and I am one of those, or paperbacks, you know, that they were like the second generation with beautiful crafted covers and unbelievable paper and filling and everything, the truth is that nowadays, unfortunately, what really works is if you have something that it is always handy that you have in your pocket, and that's your smartphone. Now, I must say, my students, the real students, that the ones that I have in real life, I am a bit horrified because the system that they have to capture notes is that they will use WhatsApp and they will send, they create, I hope you guys don't do that, but well, I'm not going to judge. But what my students do is that they create a group just consisting of themselves and they send the notes to themselves in that group. And then if there is something that they want to find, they will have to start flicking through, which is the digital equivalent of going through the Moleskine and just trying to find out where they left that idea. Well, it's a bit more advanced because it has this search option, this search capability. But however, I don't know, I would recommend, and this, it may help you, it may not help you. But I am using, for example, Google Keep. And I find it that in that way, it's easier because apart from having the search button and you can create different notes, you can add labels. And in that, those labels, you can add the labels for different science fiction projects or short stories or maybe even essays, different topics that later on. Well, mostly I use it for class, when I'm in class, because I'm preparing for the ISC3s from Trinity, C1, Cambridge, B2, Cambridge. So sometimes I need to find topics, interesting topics for conversations, and I just use these kind of labels to categorize it. But if I want to write, if I want to explore different writing venues, that's also very convenient. Now, different people use different things. It can be Evernote, it can be Bookkeep. The important thing, I guess, with all of these exercises is to find the motivation, to find the spirit, to find the energy so that you can be present in the moment, you can be paying attention to whatever it is that you are doing and being present in the bus, being present in at school, when you are at the doctor's appointment, and that you are observant and that you look at people and that you see how they react, and that you, or when you're flicking through the internet, as I've said, with different images. And when the right moment comes and you see that the spark that you can use for your, oh, sorry, I flicked my fingers, I snapped my fingers, for you to have a good way of using it and thinking about the project, thinking about the things that you are doing and being present. Don't get distracted with the mobile phone, of course, because as soon as you open the mobile phone and you start typing your notes, probably TikTok will start sending you notifications and everything. And you have to be strong. You have to persevere. You have to make that note, write that moment, organize it. And eventually all of these ideas, you'll be able later on when you are with your computer or when you're even with your mobile phone, to put them to good use. So that's the writing trick and the writing exercise for today. Find a good app, something that can have labels, categories, hashtags, something that can you can where you can add visual notes, words, audio notes, and to have all of those working for your service, you know, and be creative. So that was the writing trick from today. And well, I hope that you can join me in the next trek. And until then, and if that happens, until that happens, happy writing.